You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
A gorgeous fugitive yoga teacher on the run. Where is she? She is suspected of murdering her love rival. A love triangle ends in murder, according to U.S. Marshals. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111. Wow, what a mess. And now we are finding out that the cops actually had her in their hand, questioning her about the murder of a beautiful, young, world-class cyclist. This young woman was the number one female gravel cyclist in the world. Can you imagine trying to drive, pedal a bike through gravel and dirt? Well, this woman, the victim in this case, Anna Mariah Mo Wilson, just 25 years old, was the best in the world. She's dead, multiple gunshot wounds. And now we learn that this gorgeous yoga teacher, angry, seething, thinking her boyfriend had cheated on her, kills the cyclist over what? Like, there's not going to be another man at the next bar in the next 25 minutes for you to meet? Seriously? First of all, take a listen to this.
Mike Armstrong is shattered. He said his daughter is not capable of committing the crime. She's accused of murdering a love rival in a fit of jealous rage. But there is one thing that he and authorities agree upon at this point. There are a lot of unanswered questions here.
We love you, Katie, and we are going to figure this out.
This morning, the father of missing murder suspect, Caitlin Armstrong, speaking exclusively with ABC News.
I know her. I know how she thinks, and I know what she believes, and that I know that she just would not do something like this. I know her. I know her.
He says his daughter is not capable of committing the crime she's charged with, shooting her alleged romantic rival, rising cycling star Mariah Wilson.
That is what they believe. I know that she did not do this. There are a lot of unanswered questions.
You are hearing our friend Matt Gutman at ABC talking to suspect Caitlin Marie Armstrong's dad, Irv Brandt, former U.S. Marshal Service International Investigations Branch, author of Flying Solo. Irv, it actually hurts me when I hear parents so heartbroken that their child, they see them as a child, like I see my children as a child, even though they're 14, insisting their child could never have done this thing, not in a million years. And they really believe it, Irv.
Nancy, it's true. I mean, homicide devastates both sides of the family. You know, we always think of the victim side, of course, but the family of the perpetrator's side is equally as devastated. It's, you know, they've lost their child also, and they absolutely go into denial. They can't believe that their child
can't believe it.
Like that.
I wouldn't believe it either. And you know, I remember Irv Brandt, author of Flying Solo, Top of the World. It's on Amazon, and you can find him at irvbrandt.com. Irv, I've seen it a million times, and I'd be trying cases in court, typically homicide cases. I would look over at the defendant's family, usually his mother, the last one standing. And I would actually want to comfort her. Of course, I was the last person that that mother would want anything to do with. So I would wisely keep my distance. But I feel so bad for them because in their minds, their child, their adult child, is completely innocent and is being persecuted. But that simply is not what the facts show. Take a listen to our friend Brian Mays at KVUE.
A woman accused of killing a professional cyclist in Austin faces a new charge tonight for fleeing the state of Texas. Police believe Caitlin Armstrong killed Anna Mariah Wilson in East Austin in a home back on May 11th. Today, U.S. Marshals released this video of Armstrong at Austin's airport on May 14th. Investigators say she flew from Austin to Houston and then on to New York. 3 days later, they issued a murder warrant for her, but she's still on the run tonight. Today, Austin police also revealed that when they took Armstrong in for questioning, she had a warrant for an unrelated misdemeanor charge, but they couldn't arrest her because the date on the of birth on the warrant was incorrect. Investigators say she was, quote, mistakenly released. When they questioned her, she wasn't facing a murder charge.
It is a misdemeanor warrant. We would not necessarily have been able just to hold her. She still would have been afforded bond, just like everybody else. She would have been able to post that bond as well.
Sounds to me like a lot of explaining needs to be done. You got a dead world-class cyclist found. Joe Scott Morgan joining me, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon, star of a new hit series on iHeart, Body Bags with Joe Scott Morgan. Remember, she was found dead, no defensive wounds, in the bathroom of this apartment where she was staying. She was there in Texas strictly for a gravel race. Somebody got into that place and shot her dead multiple times. They have the suspect. They're talking to her, and they let her go. And now they're saying, no, Joe Scott, that ain't cutting it.
No, and somebody's rear end is going to get chewed out over this as well.
And they need to.
Yeah, they do, because now she's bolted, and you know, they don't have her. They can't put her hands on her. Mm-hmm. And if she is, in fact, guilty of what has occurred, who knows, you know, what else she's capable of at this
Ooh,
point in time.
Thank you for giving me another daymare.
Yeah.
You know, Stephanie Pagonis joining me, special guest joining us today, digital reporter, Fox Business and Fox News. You can find her on Twitter at Stephanie_Pagonis. Stephanie, thanks for taking a break and joining us. You know what's, well, it's all concerning. It's like a mind twister. When you look at this gorgeous yoga teacher. Her name is Caitlin Marie Armstrong. She seemingly has it all. She is beautiful. She's got this great yoga practice. She is in love with the boyfriend. Everything's going along just fine. All of a sudden, this woman seemingly guns down multiple shots to the torso, a love rival who happens to be in town. What happened, Stephanie Pagonis?
That's right, Nancy. Well, so, you know, this woman has allegedly shown signs of what might be considered jealousy toward Colin Strickland's relationship with Anna Mariah Wilson. Strickland insists that despite a brief relationship in October 2021, there's kind of turned into a platonic one, that being Strickland and Wilson.
But okay, wait. We've got the yoga teacher who's on the run, and how the hey this woman managed to get out of Texas. And where did her flight go? She went from Austin to Houston to New York, and hello, nobody noticed. This is a
That's
murder
correct.
Fugitive. Nope. You know what, Stephanie Pagonis? When I go through security at the airport, they go through my bag. They go through my backpack. They look at me. I typically have to go through the metal detector, and then they wand me. You know, they pat down the whole thing, and there I am with the children. They take out every piece of paper and look at it in my backpack. But this woman, a murder fugitive, goes from Austin to Houston to New York, and nobody notices. What was that?
That's correct. So police are saying that she was never flagged because the arrest warrant for her murder was not issued until May 17th. That's 3 days after she flew from, like you said, Austin to Houston and then to New York. But police interviewed her days earlier, I believe on May 12th. They had a misdemeanor warrant at the time, I believe for a larceny that stemmed back from 2018. But they let her go because there are discrepancy, like you said, in the dates. So they let her go, and they said that even with the misdemeanor warrant, it likely would not have prohibited her from flying on May 14th. So she went under the radar. And then when police ultimately linked this firearm to her on May 17th, That is when they issued the murder warrant.
Hold on, Stephanie Pagonis. At the time they questioned her, isn't it true they had already seen her black SUV circling the victim's house just before the murder?
That is correct.
James Shelnut, 27 years, Metro Major case, including SWAT, now lawyer at the Shelnut Law Firm. They see her circling like a vulture in her black SUV around and around the cyclist. Guys, the cyclist's name, she's also gorgeous, Mo Wilson. I will refer to her often as the cyclist, Mo, because we've got the cyclist, Mo, we've got the boyfriend, Colin Strickland, and we got the yoga teacher on the run. Her name is Caitlin Marie Armstrong. So we're going to go with cyclist, boyfriend, yoga teacher on the run. James Shelnut, they already had the yoga teacher circling her like a vulture 1 minute, okay, before the shootings. Obviously, they knew that when they bring her in for questioning. They had to already know about the love triangle. But they still, I don't care what they're saying about she had an outdated misdemeanor warrant. That's BS. They're trying to CYA cover their rear ends about that misdemeanor warrant. They let her slip through their fingers. That's what happened, James.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And you know, it's the little things that come back and get you. They had her. They could have prevented her from escaping. They could have prevented her from going somewhere else, possibly purchasing another firearm and rearming herself after she gets off a flight and maybe encounters law enforcement. There was a chance to stop it. The system failed, and it failed because of just the smallest of mistakes.
The smallest, which blows up. You're so right about that. How did this whole thing go down? Take a listen to Detective Richard Spiller, Austin PD.
On May 11th, 2022, at approximately 9:56 p.m., Austin police officers responded to a check welfare urgent call at 1708 Maple Avenue in Austin. Upon their arrival, they found the resident of 1708 Maple Avenue performing CPR on a female. That female was Anna Wilson. Despite the life-saving efforts, Anna Wilson was pronounced deceased at 10:10 p.m. The preliminary investigation revealed that Anna Wilson, a cyclist, was visiting Austin and staying with her friend on her way to the Dallas area for a race. Our investigation shows that before her death, Wilson was in the company of Colin Strickland. The preliminary investigation revealed that Colin dropped Wilson off at 1708 Maple Avenue at approximately 8:36 p.m. Investigators obtained ring camera video from the neighborhood that captured a vehicle at 1708 Maple Avenue within 2 minutes of the time Colin dropped off Wilson. It was later discovered that vehicle was registered to Colin's girlfriend, Caitlin Armstrong.
Okay, the way that they rattle that off so quickly is kind of hard to take in. To Rania Mancarius, joining us, CEO of Crime Stoppers of Houston, author of The Online World, What You Think You Know and What You Don't. That's a good title, Rania. Rania, could you just break it down? This is my understanding. The cyclist, Mo, was in town for a gravel race. She's going to win. Number one in the world, female cyclist. And she's staying with a friend at an apartment. The friend gives her a key code to use. A lot of people do that. It's like your alarm code or a key code to get in instead of an actual key. You have a digital key. She goes out with her former boyfriend, Colin Strickland. They go swimming. I think they stop for something to eat. And he drops her off on a motorcycle. He doesn't even come in. It's a public swimming pool, the Eddie. That's it. No sex, no love talk, nothing like that. Now, they had had a brief, like a two-week relationship during a time he was broken up with the yoga teacher. My understanding is police believe yoga teacher finds out he is with his former flame, even though it may be innocent, and goes berserk. That's my understanding of what happened. What about it, Rania?
Yeah, that's about right. But here's the interesting part. They have a history of what I would call toxicity in a relationship. Armstrong has talked to multiple people who have told police that she was fuming with anger when she found out about this relationship, shaking with anger, said, "I will get a gun. I want to kill her." Then was following her using social media or technology, in this case, using the Strava app to follow Mo and then hunt her down,
gain entry into the place where she's staying and kill her. And what's so interesting is that you look at the follow-up, even Colin Strickland, when he's returns home, makes all the excuses. I was running errands, my cell phone died, I couldn't reach you. And then if you read the affidavit, it's so interesting. He proceeds to call Armstrong three times within a really short period of time. And I found that interesting because to me, it looks like the toxicity existed between Strickland and Armstrong, and Wilson was just an innocent victim in all of this.
So you're saying they already had this bad relationship because, you know, to you, Dr. Sherry Schwartz, and I want to circle back. Anybody remember this ain't a tea party at Highgrove? Jump in. I want to talk about that Strava, S-T-R-A-V-A app that you just heard Rania Makarios mention. But to Dr. Sherry Schwartz, I guess she was angry, the yoga teacher, because she finds out her boyfriend, Colin Strickland, had put the cyclist, put Mo's name in his cell phone under a fake name, and he would lie about where he was going. You know, when your boyfriend or husband has another woman's name in his phone under a fake name, that's a problem, Dr. Sherry.
Oh, that's a big problem. And the thing is, most of us look at something like that and say, well, why would he stay in a relationship where he feels he has to do that? And then on the other side, why does she stay in a relationship with somebody who is doing that, right? Because on both sides here, there's a problem. Now, if Caitlin did kill Mariah, then what we have to look at is this rumination process that seems to have been at work here with this obsessive jealousy, where she spends an extraordinary amount of time almost obsessed with the idea that he's lying and he's seeing her, and then the vehicle, which appears to be very similar to hers, showing up near Mariah's house at the time when she was killed.
I mean, let's think about it for a minute. Rania Makarios, how many times do you think the yoga teacher, the one whose father insists that she's innocent, Caitlin Marie Armstrong, how many times do you think she got her boyfriend's cell phone when he was asleep and would just go through it and go through it, look at all the texts, look at the contacts to figure out? She knew something was going on, but she didn't know what it was. Don't you know that drove her crazy, Rania?
Absolutely. And we also know that she made multiple calls to the cyclist, multiple calls to the point that Wilson had to block her number. So it's a hunt. It's a predatory hunt.
Now she was hunting her like a bunny rabbit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who can tell me about Strava app? Anybody on the panel know about Strava, S-T-R-A-V-A?
Yeah, I mean, I'll quickly jump in.
Go.
It's an online cycling app. Cyclists use the app to track where they take off from, how long they've ridden their bikes. They map out their course and then show when and where they return. You know, it's another danger with social media and connectivity today, because you're letting your audience know, your community know exactly where you are in real time, not taking into account that some of the people following you on the app, as in this case, may not have your best interests at heart. And of course, we see so many people using technology in this way. And unfortunately, we also see it turn deadly.
Guys, I want you to take a listen to our friend, Detective Richard Spiller with Austin PD. Take a listen what he says about how the yoga teacher responded when she was first questioned. Listen.
The Austin Police Department's TAC Intel unit located Colin at his residence, and he agreed to an interview. The Austin Police Department is aware that the Ring camera video was released. The Austin Police Department did not release that video and will not release any footage to protect the investigation's integrity. Members of the TAC Intel unit located Armstrong, and she was arrested for a misdemeanor warrant issued out of Travis County. Armstrong was transported to the main police station and interviewed. Armstrong was questioned about her vehicle being in the area as pictured on the Ring camera. However, she would not confirm or deny being in the area of the murder and quickly terminated the interview.
Quickly terminated the interview. James Shelnut, I bet she did quickly terminate the interview.
Oh, I bet she was ready to get out of there, and I bet she was thinking her lucky stars when she walked out of that police department. You know, looking at this, it makes me wonder, whatever happened to investigative holes? I mean, you have a substantial amount of evidence right there, and granted, they didn't have everything that they have now, But could you not go back and double check this warrant?
They said that they had the wrong DOB on it, and therefore it was good. Are you serious? That is what we call, under the law, a technical error. And
that's
it
right.
will not affect the viability of the warrant. It's an example like, say, I want to arrest Stephanie Pagonis. I've got a search warrant. I see her at the scene of the crime. She can't give me an excuse. I know she's got a motive. Her car is right there. But uh-oh, I misspelled her name. I put TS instead of ST for Stephanie. That doesn't mean the warrant's no good. But they said they had the DOB wrong, date of birth, so the warrant was no good. Whoa, what a mess.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Hey, you know, Stephanie Pagonis, now that I've cast you as my next killer, why would Colin Strickland get together with Mo to start with? He knew it was going to cause trouble with his girlfriend, the yoga teacher. Why do it? Well, where did they go?
He even went as far as deleting text messages that he had between her. But on that night, the night that she was murdered, earlier that day, they went swimming at the Deep Eddy pool, like you said, and then they went out to eat. They took Colin's motorcycle to do so, and he dropped her off at the home, and then he left. He did not go inside. He dropped her off, and he pulled away. And then just a minute later, you can see the dark-colored SUV matching the description of Armstrong's vehicle pulling up.
So right after he leaves Stephanie Pagonis, he takes off on his motorcycle, then she... the yoga teacher pulls in?
That's correct. You can see,
I believe
just a minute later, but definitely within 2 minutes, you can see the vehicle pull up.
And this Strava app, Strava, that Runya Macarius is telling us about, she's with the CEO of Crime Stoppers of Houston and an author. Stephanie, the Strava app is something a lot of cyclists use, and it's for their fans, and it shows where you're going. Like if you're going to take a bike ride, you pinpoint it and people can follow your progress. That's the way I understand the app.
Yes. And I'm not as familiar with the app, but I can say that Strickland and Wilson did see each other frequently at races. Like you said, Wilson was absolutely leading the pack in turn of her career with cycling. And Strickland has said quite frankly that Armstrong, while she did participate in these bike races, she was not near the level of Wilson and Strickland, and she actually was more just a participant than she was ever a competitive racer.
You know what I bet, Dr. Sherry Schwartz? I bet the yoga teacher would just tag along to go to those bicycle races where her boyfriend Strickland was pretty good and Mo Wilson was world class number one, so she could watch over what he was doing and keep an eye on him at those bike races because she knew Mo would be there.
No doubt. And I felt like I read somewhere at the beginning of this case that Strickland may have told Armstrong, because she was trying to cycle as well, and he told her that she sort of held him back because she wasn't at that level.
Boyfriend tells girlfriend, yoga teacher, you know what, you don't need to come to the race, you're holding me back. Are you serious?
Exactly.
Oh, talk about pouring gas on the flame. That's exactly
Nancy.
What happened. What? Jump in.
I have to jump in and just think as any woman would, he's a boyfriend, he's a business partner. She had, obviously they have a very possessive relationship. She's found out that he's had an on again, off again relationship with this woman who's been dubbed the winningest woman in America. This is Mo. She finds out that her boyfriend's been talking to her, deleting text messages, changing her name on the cell phone. And then he also pins her. Mo as just an esteemed colleague, somebody that he respects and is taking off in this field, whereas she, the girlfriend, the business partner, is just baggage. Is just somebody that tags along and weighs them all down. Can you imagine the hatred that she is brewing within her towards a cyclist? I mean, you can see it as clear as day. Motive. Anger, aggression. Now she has a weapon. She has the ability to pull it off. She can pin her location and time precisely, her prey is there for the taking.
And, you know, Stephanie Pagonis, following up on what she just said, and, you know, everybody, Shelna, Schwartz, Brandt, Morgan, everybody jump in. Can you imagine? She's got her boyfriend. He's lying to her face about where he is at that moment and who he's with. She's following them on the motorcycle. She sees them on the motorcycle. She sees him drop off Mo, the cyclist, and take off. And then she pulls right in. And she's looking at his BS text about where he is my understanding of the facts. Stephanie, that must have just driven her over the edge.
And not only that, but she appeared to be so angry with the situation that she even went as far as rolling her eyes and appearing angry during her interview with police. You know, while she was guarded and completely still, she clearly wasn't guarded enough because she appeared angry while police were asking her questions about how Colin had seen Mo the day that she was murdered.
So where is she now? This woman is no idiot. If she went from Austin to Houston to New York, LaGuardia, you ever been in LaGuardia? Oh, golly. LaGuardia and JFK. It's like this with people. You can get lost and just disappear. And the fact that she's going north indicates to me that she's obviously not going to Mexico to hide, that maybe she's going to Canada, somewhere where she can disappear and maybe in a big metropolitan area and never be seen again, unless she backtracks back, because a lot of witnesses are afraid she's going to come back and kill them. They're insisting that they remain anonymous. Witnesses and tipsters to police, they're afraid of this woman. How in the world is she eluding U.S. Marshals and Texas Rangers? Listen to our friends at Fox 7.
Armstrong has not been seen since May 13th. She's also deleted all her social media accounts, according to anonymous tips to APD's homicide unit. Wilson died on May 11th in an East Austin apartment. Her friend that she was staying with found her bleeding and unconscious upon returning home. Police say she suffered from multiple gunshot wounds. Wilson traveled to Austin for the Gravel Locos race, where she was favored to win. Earlier this month, a few weeks before that, she also won another competition out in California. She and Armstrong both had romantic relationships with the same man, Colin Strickland, another professional cyclist. The day of Wilson's death, she and Strickland went to Deep Eddie's pool and ate dinner together. The two had a week-long relationship last fall, and that's while he was on a break from his relationship with Armstrong. Detectives believe that video shows Armstrong's SUV pulling up to the home Wilson was staying in just 1 minute after Strickland dropped her off. When Armstrong was confronted with the video of the vehicle, detectives wrote, quote, she had no explanation as to why it was in the area and did not make any denials.
Wow. Okay. So to you, Irv Brandt, former U.S. Marshals Service International Investigations Branch, author of Flying Solo, Top of the World. It's on Amazon. And you can find him at irvbrandt.com. Irv, how in the world has this yoga teacher managed to outsmart Texas Ranger, the Austin PD, and now the U.S. Marshals?
Well, she's outsmarted him for right now, but not for long. Casey and Vicky White outsmarted him for a little while. Didn't work out well for them either.
Irv Brandt, when you say Casey and Vicky White, you're talking about the employee of the year, Vicky White, the jailer that helped the killer, the confessed killer, Casey White, escape. They go on the run. Vicky White ends up shooting herself. Then, you know what? You're right. They did outsmart everybody for a minute. Okay, go ahead.
And this is going to be the case with the yoga teacher. She took a flight from the hobby to get on a Southwest airline flight to LaGuardia. And like you said, it's possible she could have went to Canada. I think it's more likely she didn't leave the airport. I mean, and just walk to the counter. There's Air France, there's British Airways, there's KLM, and she left the country. But if that's the case, U.S. Marshals Service through Interpol, they'll track her down. They'll bring her back.
You think so? Now, she's smart enough to delete all of her social media. She's flying under the radar. Joe Scott, I guarantee you that somehow she's got her mitts on a burner phone. She's not using her cell phone anymore. She's not probably not using her credit cards. But how much money could she have stockpiled as a yoga teacher, Joe Scott? Let's think this thing through.
Yeah, I know. And that's one fascinating aspect of this. There is CCTV freeze frame images of her. And I find this kind of
interesting. I'm looking right at them.
Yeah, I find this kind of interesting, Nancy. She was actually seen in line, and get this, holding her rolled up yoga mat.
Thinking, I'm looking right at it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, to Irv's point, I think this is, you know, I'm not a behaviorist, but this idea that people don't really change from their previous behaviors, they can for a little bit, maybe, but, you know, they're going to slip back in. You know, I got to tell you, if I was being hunted for a capital homicide, which this is, I think, I got to tell you, I think the last thing I'd be thinking about is picking up my barbells or picking up my yoga mat or whatever and hauling that with me. But it's apparently very important to her.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. You just gave me a thought. And I hear what you're saying. You're saying that people don't change their behavior. Got it.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
If I was known as the yoga teacher, that's what we're calling her, I wouldn't have my yoga mat strapped on my back like she does. But also, she has not changed her appearance. Her hair, long blonde curly hair, she hasn't cut it. She hasn't dyed it. She's wearing the same thing in both photos. I would think to take an international flight, she might have to get over to JFK. I would be immediately looking for, you know, when you're in an Uber or a Lyft or I guess even a cab now in New York, they got a video on you. I would be looking for that. But I'm very surprised that they haven't been able to track where she went from there. So everybody jump in. How is she doing it? And another question off topic, Dr. Sherry Schwartz, really all this over one guy?
Well, I don't understand it, but we know that when somebody has pathological obsessive jealousy like this and get so caught up that they can't put that out of their mind, that sometimes they do resort to violence. So, and honestly, Nancy, it's not probably just about the guy. It probably is very much about her and how it made her feel and the fact that this maybe embarrassed her, made her angry. So it's less about him and more about.
Well, why not kill him? I'm not suggesting that anybody kill him. I'm just
correct,
curious.
Right. Well, and that's the question. Why not? Right? Because clearly in her mind, she thinks this is love, right? This is love. She loves him and she sees him as her property. Hence following him and from what the police allege that she is the perpetrator, right? That she is the perpetrator who killed Mariah. So in that vein, when you look at it that way, she may see Colin Strickland as her property. He's mine.
And, you know, I don't want to put there's no blame on Strickland, the boyfriend, or the victim. But the last thing I would want to you, Runyon Macarius, is to dredge up some old boyfriend that I know would anger my husband. That's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to have lunch. I don't want to have coffee. I don't want to even have a long phone conversation. No. No. That ship has sailed. I don't get it. What was his thinking? Why would he want to go swimming and have dinner with a woman he knows will incite his girlfriend?
Yeah, and he clearly does know that because he's taken great lengths to hide his communication with Mariah Wilson. But here's the deal. He, you know, I don't know him. And again, I'm just looking at the facts here. He said they had a romantic relationship for 2 weeks. It turned clearly platonic, that she was one of the most respected colleagues in what he called a very lonely sport. And he was putting himself above everybody else.
You know, when you tell somebody not to do something, they'll dig in their heels and do it anyway. It may have just been a knee-jerk reaction to being controlled.
But I don't think it's knee-jerk in the sense that it seems very calculated, very planned. I mean, they've been talking to arrange this time together in Austin, him hiding all that communication. And if he's in a relationship, a committed relationship with Armstrong, they have a business together, she's worth the conversation. You know, listen, you think that this relationship is unreal. It's just a friend. Come with me. There's nothing to hide. You know, this is a lonely sport. I'm helping build Mo's career. He was helping her get sponsorships at the time. If he's committed to Armstrong, it's worth the uncomfortable, difficult conversation. And it's worth respecting her, if even
you're
if
right.
She is being unreasonable.
You're right. Take a listen to this. Our Cut 20 from our friends at crimeonline.com.
Colin Strickland picked Anna Wilson up for their swim date on his motorcycle. The pair spent time at the city of Austin's Deep Eddy Pool, then walked to Pool Burger to eat. Afterwards, he drove Wilson back to her friend's home, but didn't go inside. On the way home, Strickland stopped to text Armstrong at 8:36 p.m. His text message said, "Hey, are you out? Went to drop some flowers for Allison at her son's house up north, and my phone died. Heading home unless you have another food suggestion." Strickland lied to his girlfriend. Strickland arrived home around 8:43 p.m. and sent Armstrong another text and headed to the garage to work on his bicycles to prepare for an upcoming race. He sent another text message to Armstrong at 9:21, and not long after, Armstrong arrived home, driving a 2012 Jeep Grand Cherokee with a large bicycle rack mounted on the trailer hitch, a luggage rack mounted on the roof, and chrome around the windows. According to Strickland, Armstrong was the only person to drive that vehicle.
And we know that witnesses are afraid. They are actually afraid the yoga teacher, Caitlin Armstrong, is now going to come after them. Take a listen to our Cut 22 from Crime Online.
2 days after Anna Wilson's murder, police contacted one of Wilson's friends, who remains anonymous, to prevent being targeted by Armstrong. According to the friend, Armstrong discovered Wilson's phone number and contacted the cyclist several times, warning her to stay away from Strickland. Ultimately, Wilson blocked Armstrong's phone number. The friend tells police that Armstrong began following Wilson on Instagram. Feeding into Armstrong's jealousy, police say Colin Strickland had bragged on Wilson's talent on a bicycle and had told his girlfriend that training with Armstrong was holding him back. He was constantly having to stop and wait for Armstrong to catch up. 3 days after the murder, police get an anonymous call. The caller tells police that Armstrong had discovered Strickland was having a romantic relationship with Wilson, and that made Armstrong furious to the point that she said she wanted to kill Wilson.
How they let her slip through their fingers, I don't know, but I want you to hear what we're learning from the U.S. Marshals. Take a listen to our Cut 34, our friends at CBS Austin.
Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Fila says on May 12th, Armstrong was brought in for questioning, but APD wasn't able to get probable cause until May 17th. When she spoke with a homicide detective, she couldn't explain why her SUV was in the area.
If she thought or she knew she was going to be wanted for this, she probably had a 5-day head start.
The affidavit states Armstrong contacted Wilson asking her not to speak with Colin Strickland. Strickland tells police she made statements expressing a desire to kill Wilson. Investigators say Armstrong was the only person with access to the gun used in the crime, which was bought by Strickland. Law officials are now asking for the public's help to find her.
Kaylin is driving a black Jeep Grand Cherokee with the Texas license plate LDZ 5608. That vehicle is registered to Caitlin Armstrong, and that vehicle is still outstanding. It has not been located, and we strongly believe that Caitlin is still using that Jeep for her primary transportation.
An arrest warrant for Caitlin Armstrong has been issued on a charge of first-degree murder.
Okay, rapid fire. Tell me where you think she is and how she's getting away with it. I say she's gone to New York and tried to cross over the Canada border, or she's in the New York metropolitan area trying to figure out her next move. Okay, Rania Mancarios joining us from Crime Stoppers Houston. Where is she?
I actually think she went to Europe. I think she went as far as possible, as far away as possible.
Mm-hmm. James Shelnut, 27 years, Metro Major case. Where is she?
I think she possibly went to Canada. You know, Canada has a treaty or a rule of law that says that there's no extradition back to the United States if the death penalty is on the table. I think she's smart enough to know that.
Dr. Sherry Schwartz, what's she thinking? Where'd she go?
I thought the same thing. Europe or Canada, somewhere where they won't extradite when the death penalty is on the table.
Irv Brandt, you're the specialist, former U.S. Marshal Service. Where is she?
Okay, I'll take a shot at it. She's in a yoga studio in Barcelona.
I love you. Okay, J. Scott Morgan.
I'm thinking she's still in the New York metro area. That's, you know, Canada is off the table. That's a horrible place to try to get into Canada. You'd fly to Detroit. Be a lot easier to do that. If she hopped an international flight, she should pop up on customs or on State Department's radar as well.
I think she's in a car and she's visiting Niagara Falls yoga studio as we speak right now. Okay, Stephanie Pagonis, you're the one closest to the case. What do you think?
I think she got the heck out of New York City. There are too many cameras there. I live here in New York City. I mean, they are everywhere. I think she got the heck out of the city, but I think she's still in the United States. I think she's in a suburban area, laying low and probably doing some yoga, but I don't think she fled the country.
We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.